I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Summer in Santa Fe is a celebration of the beauty of the handmade. There's Indian Market, the International Folk Art Market, the Indigenous Fine Art Market, and the newest participant in that celebration bills itself as the greatest gathering of historic American Indian art in the world. The third annual Antique American Indian Art Show takes place in mid-August. Almost 70 traders and authorities will be on hand, and among them is the show's co-producer, dealer Kim Martindale. Kim, welcome.
Good to be here today.
Now, as I said, there are a variety of long-standing art shows, artist-based, each summer in Santa Fe. This is dealer-based or collector-based. What does that bring to the visitor that these other shows perhaps do not?
Well, I think it brings a curation to it. This show is really curated by the exhibitor, that those pieces that they've brought to their booth to showcase are really pieces that they've responded to in some particular way, and they're putting them together in a curation that's showing their interest in this material and wanting to share that. And many of these pieces are only in existence because somebody has put it into their collection at an early time and really cherished it. And then for some reason, it comes back to the marketplace. And these people are looking all year long to find these special objects and bring them to Santa Fe for this show.
We're saying antique. How do we define antique in this context?
So, yeah, in this context is the key, because I think that in dictionary definition, it's something over 100 years old. But really, for American Indian material, we define it World War II. Many Native Americans went out and fought in that war, and they saw a different vision of the world. And I also think that after World War II, the United States changed greatly. Cars became much more commonplace, and we had Route 66 developed from Chicago to Santa Monica. People started driving through areas that they had never driven through before. It really developed a whole different time period in American history that influenced Native communities.
What kind of objects will we be seeing in this show?
So you'll be really seeing the full range of historic material. We will have things from the Eastern Seaboard, wooden bowls, early moccasins, Northwest Coast weavings that are very different than the Navajo textiles that we're familiar with here in New Mexico and Arizona. California baskets, a huge culture of basket making throughout the Western United States, the Apache and Pima down in southwestern Arizona. But then when you moved into California, that's really the basket-making area, and up into Oregon and Washington. So you'll get this whole diversity of these amazing objects that I really feel are art in their own right. Many of them were not necessarily made as an art object, but I think that they've become that, and that's why they've been collected over time and put into major museum collections. And I think that's really why I have a response to them. Artisan really did those pieces. Their medium just happened to be clay, or it happened to be wool in a Navajo textile. They have a beauty to them and a strength to them that compares to any art form.
Art dealer Kim Martindale is co-producer of the Antique American Indian Art Show, August 16th through the 19th at El Museo Cultural in Santa Fe's Rail Yard. Go to objectsofartshows.com. More from Kim about the show at KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.